Game two of a three-game set between the Nats and Phillies. Aaron Nola making his first regular season start since 2016. He would be squaring off against Jeremy Guthrie, who struggled in the first.
Swing and a liner up the middle, a base hit. First hit of the year for Joseph. Here comes Herrera. He will score. No throw to the plate. And Tommy Joseph with an RBI single. It's 3-0. The 1-2. Swing and a high fly, right center field. Eaton going back, still going back in the alley, at the track, reaches out. It's off the base of the scoreboard. One run scores. Nola is home. Here comes Hernandez. Kendrick to third. He's got a bases clearing triple and a bit of a face plant into the bag at third. It's now an 8-0 Phillies lead. The 1-1 ground ball towards the middle to his left. Defoe's got it. Throw to first is late, and it continues. As in to score is Kendrick on the infield hit by Herrera, and it's 9-0 here in the first inning. Swing and a little floater into center, and that is going to fall for a hit. Saunders coming around, being waved home. Here's the throw, not in time. It's an RBI single for Joseph. It keeps on rolling. It's a dozen runs. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes out the side. How about that? 1-2-3 go the Nats.
He's ready now. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got Rendon.
Another 3-2. And it's taken for strike three called. Eaton knew it. And there is number 7 for Aaron Nola.
The Phillies' 12 runs in the first inning are the most in scoring 13 in an inning against the Reds in 2003. Here's what manager Pete Maccannon had to say on the victory.
Everybody contributed offensively. I don't think even the guys off the bench, Whitey hit that home run. Altair walked. Everybody drove in a run, I believe, in the starting lineup, except Nola, and he even got a hit. So it's one of those games you love to be on our side. We're going to have some that we're going to be on the other side, and it's no fun, but I'm enjoying it tonight. Big story for me was Nola. I think he needed a good performance for his own confidence, and I saw a lot of what we're looking for out of him. He located his fastball pretty well, got under a few curveballs, but pitched a very good game. That first inning was a little iffy, but the double play really bailed him out of that jam, and overall he pitched very well, so I'm real happy about that.
You've kind of been talking about how, you know, for those good offenses, you know, they jump on pitchers who aren't locating and pitching well. Do you look at that first inning in particular as a great example of your team being able to kind of finally do that?
That's a perfect example, Megan, of what we're talking about. When you get pitches to hit, you got to hit them. And we certainly did that tonight. We took advantage of a lot of mistakes by the pitching staff, and it's great to see. Hopefully we save some for tomorrow facing Strasburg.
12-run output, you think maybe put Nola to different?
I think it has to, but you know, it's funny. One-run games, close games are, you know, you have to really focus. But when you get that big lead, you really still have to focus, because there's a tendency to make sure you throw strikes, and then you start getting hit a little bit. So then you try to make quality, you know, more quality strikes, and you can get in a rut that way too. So both ways, you have to really keep focused.
How important for him was that he came out the next inning after the 12-run inning and struck out the side?
That was big. You know, a shutdown inning after you score a lot of runs is important for anybody. And when he did that, I felt like he was going to coast a little bit the rest of the way, and he certainly pitched a lot better than we've seen him. And hopefully that'll give him enough confidence to carry that through. I know it will, and he still he's got better velocity than he had last year. So I think we're looking forward to seeing him, you know, have a lot of success. He threw a lot of changeups today too, which were effective.
Was it a relief to see him hit 94 in the first inning a couple times, and that those 94s in spring training wasn't just a hot radar gun down there?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the thing is, I said it before, that I'm really happy to see the velocity, increased velocity. On the other hand, we didn't see the command that we've seen from him over the last couple of years, but we saw a lot better command today. So the command is the most important. Command is a pitcher's best pitch.
You have to be pretty happy with all your starting pitchers so far.
Yeah, well, you know,
10 strikeouts?
I'm happy for tonight more than anything. It was fun. You get a game like that, you have to enjoy it. But as I said, I think we're going to be fine. We swung the bats better, and not only is Nola is he going to benefit to gain confidence from that outing, but the hitters too. The hitters needed that to take a little heat off and feel good about themselves.
When you see Guthrie come up after, not even being in the big leagues last year, do you think this was kind of a recipe for the bats to get going?
For what? Yeah. Well, you never know, but certainly. When you're facing Scherzer and Strasburg and Syndergaard and guys like that, Greinke, you really have to battle and look for any mistake they give you and grind out at bats. But when you face somebody like Guthrie, who really hasn't, he was in the minor leagues last year, you still have to focus. You still have to bear down because he's capable of pitching a good game. He has in the past . As I said, location, command is your pitcher's best pitch, so you don't have to throw 98 miles an hour to get people out. So you have to focus at all times.
Do you think Franco's play in the first gave Nola a really big kind of a mental boost?
It gave me a mental boost. I was surprised he didn't go home with that ball. And I looked at Larry, and we both wondered why he went to third base. But he got the guy, and that's all that mattered. And you get out of a situation like that, and obviously, as someone said earlier, he struck out the side the next inning for a shutdown inning. So I'm sure that gave him a boost.
Final game of the series will be on Sunday as Jeremy Hellickson of the Phillies will go up against Steven Strasburg.